This is your host, Michelle, and you're listening to Old TV with a New Twist. Let's see what classic television show we're watching and talking about this month. Everyone, and welcome to episode 55 of Old TV with a New Twist. I am looking across my studio at my co-host tonight.
Hello. Hello, all. Hello.
It is my BFF, Christy Hainan, back for her second time at the microphone. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to get a call back.
We actually were having breakfast a few weeks ago, and I might have been, let's see, I don't want to say the word bitching. I'm going to say...
Never
lamenting about my co-host situation. And she was like, I'll co-host again. And I was like, really? I have a hard time asking people because everybody has such busy lives. And even though this sounds so just, hey, we're going to sit down and have a conversation, there is work to be done behind the scenes, watching and taking notes.
There is. You
know, and I don't like to ask that of anybody.
I don't mind. I'm enjoying it. And I can watch TV. I've never had an issue watching TV. So, you know, you didn't ask me to come do an exercise video. So I can.
That's what we're doing next. I didn't tell you. Richard Simmons.
Yeah, have someone else do that one.
Sweating to the oldies. Now, we are kicking it way back to Father Knows Best. This show was on long before I was born. So I know it was on long before you were born.
No, I thought it said 77.
No.
Was it not 77?
It's 54.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I hope you watched the right show.
Well, let's see.
Okay.
I thought it said 77.
This was requested by our listener, Charles. I am apologizing to you already, Charles, if this is the wrong show. Okay. The show stats. Let me talk a little bit about it. As I said, it ran from 1954 to 1960. Six seasons, 204 episodes. It was a popular radio show in 1949 that came to life in this hit sitcom about a wise family man, Jim Anderson. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Oh, geez. And his common sense wife, Margaret.
Okay. And keep going.
I'm so scared. And their children, Betty, Bud, and Kathy.
All right. Now I'm in the game. Now I'm in the game. Okay.
That was tense. And this became the model for all modern sitcoms. It was like the OG of your family sitcoms because this was in 54. This would usher in Leave It to Beaver in 1957, the Donna Reed Show in 1958. The only one is, and I looked it up because Ozzie and Harriet came before. Okay. Ozzie and Harriet ran from 52 to 1966. 14 years was a long run, but the Ozzie and Harriet show was more like a reality show.
Okay.
I think it was scripted, but I know you don't know any of this.
No. You say so, though.
I'm being thorough here. So I also want to say, because Christy noticed as soon as she walked in, this is my first podcast I'm doing in Old TV with a New Twist uniform.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, Eden, who you all know is one of the really favorite co-hosts around here.
That's her.
Only second to Christy.
Right.
And you didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Although Christy's never gifted me with a custom t-shirt.
You're looking snazzy. Let me tell you, looking good.
Explain this shirt to everybody.
It's a beautiful, beautiful natural color, a neutral, and she's got the name across the chest there. Old TV with a New Twist. And in the back, you can see the logo, which you can find on any Spotify or anywhere you download. It looks very good.
So now I never have to worry about what to wear when I podcast. I have a podcasting uniform, and I'm sure it will make me sound much better. Let's see.
Well, you got to be careful wearing that out in the public, though, because you know your fans.
Oh,
they're going to bombard you with that.
I'll have to stop and, you know, get autographs and the paparazzi.
It's going to be a whole thing.
It'll be Princess Diana all over again.
It'll be a whole thing.
Okay. Back to Father Knows Best, which we both watched.
Yeah, I'm glad I watched the right one.
That was nerve-wracking for a
little
minute.
Bit.
Okay, so the characters and the actors. We're going to go through this just a little bit. The main character is the father, Jim Anderson, and he is played by Robert Young.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty prolific actor. He's got 111 IMDb credits. Everything they've done. Yeah, I like to, because I'm a real judgy person, I like to, let me see what you've done.
So what has he done besides this show?
This was a very successful show. And then he went on to do Marcus Welby, MD, from 1969 to 1976, 170 episodes. Like, I remember that from the 70s. That was a pretty popular show, Marcus Welby, MD. But because I'm a hypochondriac, he was a doctor, I could never watch it because whatever symptoms the people had, I would like convince myself that I had. This is embarrassing. But it's like, even as a child, I was like, or a teenager, I was like, oh my gosh, I think I have that. So I'm like, I can't torture myself with this show anymore. And he's been in a lot of movies and, you know, okay, he goes way back.
He kind of looked familiar, but I couldn't place him. Yeah. Anything
he's
specific.
Like, he looks like the father of America. He really does. He's just dad. Anyway, that's what he did. Now, the second one is his wife, Margaret Anderson, played by Jane Wyatt. And she's got 93 credits on IMDb. She's got lots of old classic TV movies and then lots of episodic television shows like The Love Boat and Fantasy Island and Happy Days. And guess what?
What?
She did a guest starring role on Marcus Welby, MD.
Oh, well.
She can't keep her hands off of Robert Young, I think. I hope his wife was paying attention. And then the daughter was played by Eleanor Donoghue. The daughter, Betty
Which
Anderson.
Which one? I was going to say.
The oldest daughter. We're going by age.
Okay.
Betty Anderson. She has 67 credits. I remember her from the Andy Griffith Show. She played his first girlfriend.
Oh, really?
First love interest on the show. She was like a pharmacist.
Okay.
She's also been on Happy Days and, you know, The Love Boat. Everybody's been on The Love Boat, sure, but me and you. Aaron Spelling didn't call us. But she was on Gidget and The Flying Nun. The interesting thing about that is Harry Ackerman, who was the executive producer of those shows, was her husband.
Ah,
I
so smell she had the in. Exactly. She had the in. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, the son, Bud Anderson, was played by Billy Gray. Billy Gray has 74 acting credits.
Hmm.
However, Billy Gray, who played Bud,
mm-hmm,
he would trash talk this series in later years.
Really?
It was very well publicized.
And bites your,
In 1983, yeah, he did an interview, and I'm quoting here. This is him speaking. Ready?
What's he got to say?
Here's what Billy Gray has to say. I wish there was some way I could tell kids not to believe it. The dialogue, the situations, the characters, they were all totally false. No duh, it's a TV show. Okay.
Right.
The show did everybody a disservice. The girls were always trained to use their feminine wiles to pretend to be helpless to attract men. The show contributed to a lot of the problems between men and women that we see today. I think we were all well motivated, but what we did was run a hoax. Father Knows Best purported to be a facsimile, a reasonable facsimile of life, and the bad thing is that the model is deceitful. It usually revolved around not wanting to tell the truth, either out of embarrassment or not wanting to hurt someone. If I could say anyone to make up for all the years I lent myself to this kind of bullshit, it would be, you know best. Well, Billy Gray seems to be blaming Father Knows Best for the downfall of Western civilization. Did he not realize this is a sitcom? And all these years later to start complaining about it? What was he mad at in 1983?
Right. By that time, he had already cashed all his checks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, he didn't have a problem while he was getting paid for it. It was just after the fact.
And that's just terrible. We're proceeding very mad at little Bud, but anyway.
Oh, Bud.
Now, the youngest child, Kathy Anderson, was played by Lauren Chapin. 30 IMDb credits, not a long acting career. And I'll tell you why. In 1989, she wrote a New York Times best-selling autobiography titled Father Does Know Best, The Lauren Chapin Story. I read this book. I got this used paperback off the internet when I heard about it because I wanted to read it. There is sex, drugs, and all manner of debauchery in her life. It was bad.
Oh, goodness.
I mean bad into drug addiction and everything.
Hollywood, young kids in Hollywood.
But she came out on the other end, which is definitely a good, you know, we don't see that ending all the time in Hollywood. She pulled herself out of it. She came through it all. But there was a period where it was really bad.
Yeah.
And sometimes being a child star like that, so young, and she'll even say it, it sets you up not to be prepared for life. All of a sudden, you're not cute and young anymore, and you're tossed out there, and you don't know what to do.
Right. Right.
So you fall into these things. She never complained about the show. Yeah. This was after his interview. And I think she even came out and said, nope, it's nobody's fault but my own. The show was wonderful. Robert Young was wonderful. But she was adorable. And we'll talk about all of these characters when we get into the show. We're done talking about the actors now. From here on out, we're going to talk about the characters. We're getting into the show. Okay. We watched season one, episode one, titled Bud Takes Up the Dance. It aired on Sunday, October 3rd, 1954. Now, I looked up on this day, October 3rd, 1954. What happened on this day? Tell me, Google, tell me.
Right.
The number one thing that happened on this day, according to Google.
What is it? I've got to know now.
Father Knows Best premiered on television.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It made the Google.
Guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan was born in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And Dwight D. Eisenhower was in the White House.
There you go.
Mamie Eisenhower was no doubt wearing pink and sporting severe bangs.
And maybe they were watching the show.
Because that's what she did. And they probably watched it because they were very wholesome.
There you go.
Okay. The IMDb review of this show is 7.3 out of 10.
Wrong.
And I will ask you for yours when it's over. Okay?
Okay.
But IMDb gave it 7.3 out of 10.
Their region.
That's the Uh-oh. Okay.
Let me just say,
go on.
This felt like it should have been one for Caleb, poor darling. I took this one for the team. Okay, Caleb, you owe me one. I took this one for the team. But let's just carry on with the interview.
Oh, this is going to be fun. The synopsis, which everybody pay attention because this is such an intricate plot.
This is deep.
An intricate.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to go there. Okay. Bud asked a girl to go to the dance with him. His first date. He is trying to learn how to dance from a book over 50 years old. When his family finds out, he is embarrassed. His family helps him learn some dance steps. Whew. I'm on the edge of my seat.
That's what happened. All right.
First of all, it is way too simplistic of a story. And this was the first episode. This is what they put out there to hook the audience to want to come back.
It is very simple, but actually, come on. Do you remember your first dance?
Well, thank you for asking. I do remember my first dance. I was in eighth grade and I wore a very unfortunate hat. You only wish you could have. So, and I want to say that, at the end, I have some really cool trivia. If you're a classic TV fan, stay to the end. There's lots of cool trivia. Okay. Now, drinking word. If we had to come up with a drinking word.
Easy.
Right.
Dance.
Dance. That's the one I have. Okay, easy. Cool. We always are in agreement. Okay. Now, we are going to pause for an announcement, and then we will be back to deep dive into this episode.
Let's do it.
Okay. Before we talk about any specific episode, I'd just like to announce that if you are not a member of our Facebook group, please go join. It's called Old TV with a New Twist Podcast Group. And what I do is about a week or two before the podcast drops, I will go in and tell you what show we're going to be podcasting about next, but specifically what episode we're going to be talking about. And I'll tell you exactly where to find it, on what platform. I'll even post a link, whether it's Amazon or Hulu or any of the free streaming apps like Dailymotion, Pluto TV, Tubi TV or Crackle TV. I'll let you know exactly where to find it. That way you can go in, watch the episode, and when you listen to the podcast, you can follow along with us scene by scene because you will have seen the episode. And you can find out, did you laugh in the same places we laughed in? Did you not like what we like? Or did you like what we liked? And it'll be kind of fun to follow along. Just wanted to put that announcement out there, let you know that in that Facebook group, you'll have all the information before the podcast drops. And we're back. And I hope that most of you are already members of our Facebook group. But if you're not, go on over there and join. Christy, are you a member of that group?
I am.
You better be.
She's recently joined.
She's new to Facebook pretty recently. So, okay, cool. All right. So we're going to start with the episode. The first thing, we're in Margaret and Jim Anderson's house.
Yes.
And I just want to say, I used to watch The Young and the Restless. And there's a character on the show named Victoria Newman. And she was crazy about Father Knows Best. Like, she loved the show. And when she married Billy Abbott, he built her a house that was an exact replica of the Father Knows Best house.
Really?
Yes. And it was.
The
whole floor plan. Yeah. And they lived in it on the soap for years. They might still live in it. I don't know. Anyway, apropos of nothing. Okay. We meet Jim and Margaret Anderson. He's coming home late from work from a long day selling insurance or whatever
insurance,
he does.
Yes.
Quiet evening at home. They're just going to sit at home. Betty is at a friend's house?
I think the little one's at the neighbor's and the other one is, somewhere.
Betty is at a sorority meeting or something and Bud is upstairs. So they're just going to kick back and have a quiet evening at home.
They're relaxing in their pearls and tie, as her, one did, I guess.
Her dress
then.
And her pearls and her high heels.
High heels, yes.
And he's wearing a suit and tie. Christy, did your dad wear a suit and tie to hack around and read the newspaper and...
Not so much.
My daddy wore a suit when we went to a funeral or a wedding, period. That's it.
Yeah, and that's about when my mother wore pearls.
Yeah, exactly. So, but my dad, let me tell you this, though, about, you knew my dad.
Yes.
Let me tell you this story about my dad, though. He would come home. He was a firefighter, and he also, on his days off, worked at Maison Blanche, a department store in New Orleans. And he would come home, and the first thing he'd have to do is go out in the backyard and take care of our dog, King. He would hose down the yard and feed the dog and do all this. But he'd take off his work shirt, and under it, he was wearing just a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd go do that, and then he'd come in and wash up, and he'd be in his T-shirt. And my mom would say, dinner's ready, but he would not sit at the table. He had to go and over his T-shirt, just put on a button-down shirt with a collar.
Wow.
Because he felt not wearing a collar at the dinner table was disrespectful to his wife and kids.
It was a different time. And everything was so respectful.
And this was the 70s. That was just my dad, though. He was so freaking awesome.
That's amazing. That's just what a gentleman.
He was
what
a gentleman. Exactly. That was it. And you knew him. So this does not surprise you at all.
Not at all.
No.
Not in this life.
So anyway, opening shot, just perfect home and family.
Just sitting on the sofa, all dressed up.
Now, it's an unrealized and idealized look at the American family, obviously. It is, okay? But see, now, as old as I am, I was not old enough to watch this in its original run in 1954. But I do have a cousin who's old enough. My cousin Pam. Hi, Pam. I called her and I said, look, I'm not qualified to say, because I'm looking at this saying, oh, this is ridiculous. Life isn't like this. But how do I know what life was like in 1954?
Right.
Maybe this is what it was like.
Maybe.
Right. So I called her and I said, Pam, you watched it. Was this idealized or was this what it was like in the 50s? She said, no, nobody's that friggin' happy. Her words, not mine. So Pam says, no, it was not like that.
Maybe they were still dressed that way.
My Aunt Gloria did not wear pearls at the dinner table. Okay. But she said, but everybody wanted their life to be like that.
Right, right.
And you don't watch TV to hear people fight. And so TV never changes. In my generation, it was the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Did your generation have a family you kind of, or TV show you wanted to hop into?
I remember Growing Pains, Kirk Cameron. Oh, he was dreaming.
You didn't want him to be your brother, though. You wanted to be a visitor.
But yeah, we had that too. Oh, but it was, everybody got along and everybody cared for each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what everyone wants.
So as much as things change, things stay the same. It's still that way. And it's also TV that helps some, my cousin and I discussed this, that might help some people escape. Maybe people that don't have a two-parent family. Mm-hmm. Maybe people that have two parents that really don't get along. We don't know. I mean, it's just something they could escape into and just see something healthy and wholesome and happy.
Speaking of healthy and wholesome, though, let me tell you, when I turned it on, do you know what the rating was for this episode?
What?
It was 13 plus. Go back and look and see. And I thought, ooh, what we're going to show here that was 13 plus.
As we
plus
go through the
then.
Story, let's try and identify those moments. Just say 13 plus.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So back to the story.
Okay.
There's an awful lot of racket coming from Bud's room upstairs.
There
and
is.
Bud is 14 years old.
Okay.
So all of a sudden they show you what Bud is doing in his room. Mm-hmm. I still didn't know what the heck he was doing.
I'm not sure.
It was skateboarding, dancing like Elaine Bennis on Seinfeld or something.
It was not clear. They didn't let you know. He read that little passage from the book, but it didn't let you know. It was just talking about balancing your feet and stuff like that. So they didn't really let on.
It could have been surfing or skateboarding.
It could have been. Absolutely.
From the way he was.
Poor darling, though.
Tell us what he was doing.
He was trying to teach himself to dance from a 50-year-old book, trying to read.
But later on, when they discover the book, it's the waltz and the polka. What the heck was he doing? His legs were like pretzels all twisted up. Right?
Yes. Yeah, he was horrible.
He was terrible. Once we knew, I was even more confused.
Yes.
Like, this boy, what is he doing? But Dad don't like the racket. So he puts down the newspaper to go and see what's going on.
But Bud doesn't even let him get. He comes running down.
Mm-hmm. So he says, what are you doing? Training a herd of elephants? And he said, no, Dad, I was reading.
Reading.
And his dad said, what did you do? A back handspring after every word? Which I thought was funny.
Uh-huh.
That was funny. Dad's
not
funny.
Not so much, but okay.
So little Kathy comes in from next door. And I think she's going to be like the comic relief.
Yeah, it seems like she's kind of a little spitfire.
Yeah. But the son runs out. He's going to his friend Joe's house. Mm-hmm. So mom and dad are sitting there like, oh, we thought it was going to be a quiet evening at home. But he lights up a cigarette. A staple.
13 plus.
A staple of all these shows because mom is just sitting there in a cloud of secondhand smoke thick enough to collapse a lung.
Right.
He's right over her face. Her face is literally in a cloud.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, woof.
I thought that had something to do with the 13 plus.
Possibly. Yes. There you go. 13 plus.
13 plus.
But we learned Bud's been acting strange in the past few days.
Yes.
Dad says he's been acting strange since he was born.
That's hurtful.
Dad's kind of harsh.
That's hurtful.
Yeah. Wait, the dad said, I'm wondering what's going to be the first thing to go. The ceiling or my nerves?
Yeah, that was cute.
I say it's going to be mom's lungs. But anyway. Okay. Jim, put down the cigarette, please. He's killing me with the smoking.
Lord.
But I did read that a tobacco company was one of the sponsors, so he had to smoke.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So 13 plus. Okay.
Yeah.
So Betty comes running in, the older sister.
Yes.
And do you ever notice nobody can enter a scene just normally? They come running in, barreling in.
I know. What is that?
Freaking animals.
Yeah.
The son comes down, barreling down the stairs.
I was afraid he was going to fall and hurt himself.
Yeah. They all are all agitated.
Yes.
I don't know what they had for dessert, but it was too much sugar. Because this is all after dinner. Tell us what Betty comes in and tells them.
Oh, she's got news. Bud is going to the dance. And I believe she mentions the girl he's going with is a, hold on, let me see. She is a fireball. Is how
Whoa.
She puts it. This girl's a fireball, so.
She's a hoe.
is that what they called it in 1950?
Fireball? I'm like, all right.
But she does go on and say anyone with her history and her, she's been all over the world, would pull in our little brother in such a way, another notch on the belt. So, yeah, they kind of let on that this girl's a little trashy.
But they're all amazed to find out that he's taking a girl in general. Mm-hmm. Bud?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our
right.
Bud? Are you
right? Right. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Our blushing baby boy. I'm like, he's not in a freaking crib. He's 14. All right. So they tell the sisters, be sensitive to the situation because the little daughter's annoying and you never know what she's going to say because they found the book about teaching himself how to dance. Okay. They're next morning, they're having breakfast. And I mean, this breakfast, it looks like they're at Commander's Palace. It's breakfast on a Saturday because Dad's not working, but mom is fully coiffed, heels, dress. They have linen tablecloths.
What time did she get up to pull this thing together before breakfast?
Linen napkins. Mm-hmm. But Bud has missed breakfast, but he's upstairs breaking furniture, it sounds like, again.
Yes.
So mom says the principal called and asked them to be patrons at the dance.
Yes. Yes.
Which I guess is chaperones.
Chaperones.
Chaperoning in the 50s.
And the dad agrees, but the mom said, oh, we can't do that. Which, that's why I'm not sure father knows best. I mean, you know, I think the mom realized, like, let's give him a little space here.
We're going to discuss at the end of this episode how much father did know best in this episode. Okay. How much he was way off the mark. Maybe a different title. So dad goes upstairs to tell Bud, look, we know about the dance. We know about Marcia. And guess what? We're going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Bud's reaction was, great jumping jeepers.
I wrote that down. Great jumping jeepers. Yeah. That brought me back to the, well, golly wally. Like, you know, like, it yes.
But I didn't know if he was happy or sad. What is that?
Oh, I think he was a little perturbed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yes.
Great jumping jeepers got me. I didn't know. Great. Is he happy or bad?
I wrote that down too. That might have been my favorite line.
But he ran out of the room, down the stairs, and into the basement to hide.
Yes. Yes.
And locked the door. So his little sister calls him a sissy through the door in a really funny way. I can't remember, but I did laugh. Please tell me, was it funny?
At no point did I actually laugh out loud.
So the answer is no.
Okay. I smirked on occasion.
Okay. But he vows never to come out and learn to dance. And the father says, the father banging through the door says, are you or are you not coming out of the basement?
And he says, I are not.
Okay.
Yes.
Funny?
Okay, fine.
Whoosh. So then dad's out on a patio having a cigarette. Okay. Talking about Marcia the hoe and the fireball and how she's well-traveled. And her nickname is Dynamite.
Yes.
I think this girl's going to be way too much for Bud.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, I'm like, oh my Lord.
What has Bud gotten himself into?
Yes, because Bud don't look like he can handle dynamite or a fireball.
Right, no.
At all.
No.
Bud don't look like he can handle much. Bud is innocent and naive. It'll be a challenge to a fireball like Marcia. So Jim imagines this. He has like a little dream in his head. And suddenly Marcia is like 45 years old in this dream. And Hispanic, maybe. She's not Hispanic. They're dancing to like Hispanic music. I think like a polka or like a sexy kind of music.
Yes, yes.
And this woman's trying to seduce.
Oh, yeah. Poor little Bud.
Little
poor
Bud.
Darling.
In the dream. So Jim, it's like, okay. Dad's got to take this into his hands.
That's right. He's going to go meet this girl. He's going to go see what she's all about.
Yeah. She resides with her grandma.
Because she's staying there because
the parents are in Europe.
Yeah. And she's been there so many times. She just didn't want to go back.
She's bored.
Yeah. Bored of Europe.
So he goes to see Granny. You know how we know it's the grandmother's house? Because there's plenty of doilies thrown about and 18th century furniture. I can just smell the mothballs.
Yeah.
Can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Granny, who I would call a handsome woman.
Okay. Let's do that.
Handsome woman.
Very handsome lady.
Handsome lady. Granny says she's a fine girl, but she's a little peculiar. I'm like, wow, Granny.
Right, right.
Throw her right under the bus.
Yeah, yeah. Granny ain't holding back. So,
it's like, gosh. Yeah. I don't know about you, but at this point, I was dying to meet Marcia.
Yes, yes.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay, you have anything to say about Granny besides the fact that she's a handsome woman?
Yeah, she is a very handsome woman. And yeah, no, I mean, Granny kind of didn't, she didn't paint her a pretty picture.
No.
No, not at all.
So I'm... with the dynamite and the firecracker and Granny calling her peculiar and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, what in the heck is this going to be?
Bud's in too deep.
Bud's in way too deep. Oh, and guess what? Where's Marcia?
Marcia?
Yeah, where is she? Because
that's wrong for show. Eden's sake. That's for Eden's sake. So Granny walks over to the stairs as if, you know, she's going to call her down from her room and then turns right around and opens up the basement door.
Marcia's in the basement too. Now maybe her and Bud are not that different.
Exactly. Right.
She's hiding in the basement.
She is hiding in the basement.
So dad's like, I'm gonna go down and talk to her because you know she's peculiar and Granny don't want to have a damn thing to do with her. It looks like she's just weird. I don't want to have nothing to do with this kid. So he says, sometimes a stranger can handle things better than a member of the family. Mm-hmm. I think Jim's overstepping here.
I think so, too.
Dad ain't knowing best here.
Right. Yeah. No.
Dad's way overstepping.
I agree.
I think this is embarrassing to Bud to have your dad butt into this much.
I think so too. And I think the next step he does is
okay, go ahead, tell us what he does.
Well, he goes down there, and of course, Marcia is hiding in the basement.
Just like fireballs do.
Just like as they do. And she is just horrified because she doesn't want Bud to know that she can't dance. Bud is supposed to go over and help teach her, but I guess we know Bud can't do that because Bud doesn't know himself.
Yeah, but I guess he was talking big to her like he knew how, mm-hmm. but he really didn't. Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, yeah, she's just horrified.
That she can't dance. And embarrassed.
And embarrassed.
Just like Bud. She actually says that Bud told her that he's the... No, Bud didn't tell her this. She said, I know Bud is the Gene Kelly of Springfield. Yes. Oh, by the way, they live in Springfield.
Yes.
But no state.
They don't say the state.
Just the city, Springfield.
Which I thought, just a side note, or is this one of your information things at the end?
No.
I thought Springfield was the most common city in the United States, but I looked it up and they said there's actually more Washingtons than Springfield. But I recognize Springfield because, you know, Homer and Marge.
Right, right. Absolutely.
But I thought Springfield was the most common city.
Who's the better father? Homer or Jim?
Well, I don't know. I've only seen one of Jim. I've seen lots of Homers, but he messes things up pretty bad.
Yeah. Jim's messing us up so far, it looks like to me. Really overstepping here. Pun intended.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anyway, Bud has led her to believe he's the Gene Kelly of Springfield, mm-hmm. which, oof.
And so Dad's in shock. He's like, my Bud? Our Bud? Yeah.
But the other thing is, when she finally comes out of hiding, mm-hmm. she is not dynamite or fireball. She is the most demure, sweet girl.
Yes.
Nothing like Jim imagined. No. Nothing like I imagined. No. They really pulled a fast one
on
us. The bait and switch.
They did.
So Jim's like, they call you dynamite?
But she had a good reason why.
Why?
Because she is on the debate team.
Nerd. Good.
She is on the debate team. So that's what they call her, dynamite, because she's such a good debater.
There you go.
So
you see.
That's right. Don't judge.
Don't judge. I'm still going to judge.
I'm going to judge the fact that she had a little hair on her upper lip.
And it wasn't even in HD back then.
Right.
And you could see it. Can you imagine today? She had a full staff.
Yeah. She looked like a bullfighter.
Oh, gosh. Well, wow. Okay. I didn't even notice that. Yes. I'm pretty petty.
A little bit.
So I knew right here what was going to happen.
Okay.
What does Jim do? Overstepping again, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to say maybe this is the 13 plus. I don't think he offers to help her dance, but he's going to be the one to teach her. You know what? I don't think it's okay that you're kind of snuggling up with the young girl, you know, to teach her to dance. Yeah. Whatever. Get grandma down there. Yeah. Like something.
Dynamite's going to be in Jim's arms before she's in Bud's arms.
Yeah. That's not cool. That's not cool.
Yeah. They could have done this a little different. I don't know.
So.
Yeah.
But maybe back then, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. So we don't, they don't show all of it, but he teaches her how to dance. He teaches her how to waltz with the just 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, blah. Basically, if you can count to 1, 2, and 3, you can waltz.
Right.
That's, you can be Gene Kelly.
But Bud had a problem with it because he kept trying to find 4.
Well, yeah. So he goes home and he coaxes Bud out of the basement.
Yes.
Okay. He gets Betty in to dance with Bud.
Yes.
And to teach him how to dance. And
then we really see how bad he is.
Yeah, he's bad.
He was bad alone, but now he's...
He was bad. He's
trying.
Worse
with a partner.
And then so mom and dad say, what the heck? Let's get up and dance too. So mm-hmm. everybody's dancing in the living room, which used to happen in my house all the time. You? You?
Yeah, we probably were dancing.
At first, he's about as good as my cousin who fell off the stage at the dancing review.
Oh no.
She did. She fell off the stage.
That's quite an exit.
So Kathy, the little one, wasn't in this very much, but when she was very annoying.
Yeah, she was just mean.
Yeah. You know what she needed? Open-handed slapping him out.
That's right.
That's
what
she
needed. Did they do that in
1954? No. Well, Jim didn't. Okay. You know, I don't think anybody did. No, that was never correct.
Of course.
That was a joke. Okay. So the whole family's dancing. Then we're at the dance.
The parents are sitting there watching. They're standing by watching everything. Poor Bud. I mean, I feel for him because he was so nervous as it was. And then for your parents to be there, come
but
on.
But here's the thing. Dynamite wasn't doing much better. They were kind of on the same page, Bud and Dynamite, right?
Yes, yes.
And they were both very shy and both very tentative in their dancing. Mm-hmm. And so, but they were okay.
Yeah. They were, it looked like they were having fun.
She wasn't showing him up. He wasn't showing her up. They were just both trying together and counting in their heads and whatnot. And then the mom and dad go to dance too. Mom and dad don't want anybody to dance unless they're dancing too.
I mean, huh?
Hey, somebody's dancing. We going out there too.
Right.
So they go to dance and the mom says to the dad, look at them dancing over there. It almost looks like they learned from the same teacher.
Yeah.
And she looks at, she's on to Jim.
She's on to, because she said earlier in there too, how old fashioned he danced.
Yeah.
So I guess they, both of the kids were dancing old fashioned.
Yeah. So I think mom knows what dad did.
So she's on to him.
Yeah, I think so. So that's it. End of the episode.
That's it. That's it. They dance. Hopefully they had a nice night.
Wholesome, wholesome, wholesome.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that was the whole plot. I mean, it had me on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
The action sequences were fantastic. What with all the dynamite and fireballs. Lots of stuff going off. Okay, Christy, what rating would you give this? Now, just remember, IMDb gave it a 7.3 out of 10.
I'll go 5.
That's generous.
Yeah, I think
considering the face you're making right now. Is something smell bad in here?
No, not at all. It smells lovely. Okay. Did I like it? It was okay. I never really laughed, but I smirked a few times.
Okay.
Will I watch it again? That's a hard no. That's a hard no.
Okay.
Maybe I was just turned off initially by the name.
Father Knows Best?
Yeah. When you gave me that, I'm like, oh, you're poking the bear here.
Because mom knows best sometimes.
Because I'm a mother.
Okay. Now, favorite character?
I'm going to go Bud. He seemed like genuine. He was really nervous, but he was trying, but he was embarrassed too and stuff.
Okay. I got to go Dad, even with his missteps. Obviously the girls, I mean, the oldest sister's a little vapid and the young sister's just annoying. And the mom really didn't do much.
No.
I mean, she dresses fine, you know.
It's a good breakfast.
As handsome as Granny is, she was not that big of a character. So I got to go with Dad.
Okay.
Now, I have some useless trivia about this show.
Let's hear it. Come on.
Very
rip
useless.
It out.
As I said, it began with a radio show in 1949.
Same cast?
No, it was not the same cast. As a matter of fact, the voice of the mother on the radio show was the same voice as the woman who did Wilma Flintstone.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
Can you believe that? Now, second thing is, in June 2004, the TV Guide issue, Jim Anderson ranked 6th of the top 50 greatest TV dads of all time. Now that we've seen him dance, do you agree? Is he 6th? I think first, let me tell you who the 6
that's
were.
That's what I was going to say.
Let me tell
who's
you,
in front of him?
Let me tell you
see
who
if
this,
I recognize the
6
any of
were
them.
That's in front of him. Okay. I knew you'd ask that. Number 1 was Cliff Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
Okay.
Number 2 was Ben Cartwright on Bonanza.
No, I never saw that.
Okay. Number 3 was John Walton Sr. on The Waltons. Yeah.
Never seen it.
Woo. The Waltons, the best. The 4th was Charles Ingalls, Little House on the Prairie.
Never seen it.
Oh. Next was, I know you haven't seen this, Danny Williams on Make Room for Daddy.
No.
Never saw it.
Never saw it.
And then 6th was Jim Anderson, Father Knows Best.
Well, who was 7? Let's keep going to a recognize
Steve Douglas. Steve Douglas on My Three Sons.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
okay,
you know that?
I used to watch that show. Okay.
Then next is Andy Taylor on The Andy Griffith Show.
All right. No, he should be in first.
Okay, and then Howard Cunningham on Happy Days.
Okay,
that's the top
10. Yeah, no. They should be bumped up.
Okay.
Jim, maybe not.
Jim in
6th
place is kind of good?
No.
No. Now, here's something cool. The show ran for 6 seasons. The original episodes aired on NBC and CBS. I think it switched networks in the middle of its run.
Okay.
The original run was over in 1960 when it was canceled. However, CBS kept it on the regular primetime schedule, airing reruns of the sitcom all the way through 1967.
Wow.
it wasn't just like syndication reruns. It was on the primetime schedule.
So people, well, but they I guess were running back then you couldn't DVR it.
They kept it in a slot.
Yeah, people wanted to watch it over and over again. Like,
but if they knew the show was that popular to give it a slot, why not keep it going?
Right. Maybe they didn't have to pay the people.
You're right. I don't think contracts called for residuals in those days. It was canceled twice during its run. After its debut season on CBS, the network gave it the axe. No wonder.
I don't understand. Mm. It was so good.
But NBC picked it up? NBC picked it up, airing it for 3 years. Then in 58, NBC canceled the series. CBS, perhaps regretting its first decision, picked it back up, running through 1960 when it was canceled. So you can spot the Anderson House in other classic sitcoms.
Oh, I like that.
It was built on the Columbia Pictures backlot in 1941 for the film Blondie.
Okay.
The Anderson House was recycled again and again over the years. It was Mr. Wilson's home in Dennis the Menace TV series.
I know that.
After some remodeling, it turned up as Anthony Nelson's house in I Dream of Jeannie.
Ah.
And the place pops up and you can see it in the background on Hazel, Bewitched, The Monkees, and The Partridge Family.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all on that same street.
Yeah.
The kitchen on the set was a real working kitchen that was used to cater the production. That was more than a pretend refrigerator and stove and everything. Every morning, coffee and sweet rolls were made and served in that kitchen for the cast and crew. And lunches for everybody was kept in the Anderson's ice box. I like the way they call it an ice box.
Yeah.
One of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was part of the Father Knows Best family. Now, you don't watch Real Housewives, huh?
I don't.
But you know what they are,
yes,
right?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And I know this because I'm a very big fan of their reunion movies, which I'm going to talk about. In the two 1977 reunion made-for-TV movies, a young Kyle Richards, who millions know from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, played Ellen, the daughter of Betty.
Okay.
Who had grown up to become a widowed mother of two girls.
Mm.
Four other famous TV dads appeared on this show.
Really?
Yes. Herbert Anderson from Dennis the Menace, okay. Robert Reed from The Brady Bunch, mm-hmm. William Shalit from The Patty Duke Show, and Dick York from Bewitched.
Okay.
So that's cool. Now, this is a little serious. Robert Young, who played the dad, and Marcus Welby, struggled with depression while filming. Many fans didn't know that behind the camera, Robert Young struggled with his roles in both Father Knows Best and Marcus Welby. He grappled with acute depression that eventually escalated into alcoholism. Mm. He even said, "I wasn't Jim Anderson, but it was hard for the public to accept that." Eventually, doctors ran tests and prescribed Young medication for his chemical imbalance. He eventually recovered and spoke openly about his personal experiences. He also advanced the passage of the 708 Illinois tax referendum, which established a tax to support mental health programs.
Oh.
So that's really great because back then,
you didn't talk about it.
No, you didn't talk about that. And he really... came forward. And, like we said, this idealized vision, people expect him to be perfect and he's not.
Right. Right.
And it's hard to live up to that. So you go do. Robert
you, you
Young.
You see a character on TV and you kind of assume that that's who they really are.
Yeah.
And that's hard to live up to.
Yeah.
It's hard to live up to when someone's writing all your lines and they had time to think about
always
what you
say the right
say
thing.
And right. Exactly. Instead of just kind of you're in the situation and you blurt something out.
Yeah. Now, spinoffs and movies.
Okay.
Talked a little bit about this. The beloved family got back together not once, but twice in TV movies. The original cast slipped back into character for a couple of specials on NBC. The Father Knows Best reunion was on May 15th, 1977, and Father Knows Best Home for Christmas on December 18th, 1977. And P.S., I watch the Father Knows Best Home for Christmas special every year because it's on YouTube.
Do you?
Yeah. So this was 1977. It wasn't until 1983 that little Billy Gray came out with all his negative comments.
Mm-hmm. You don't have anything nice to say. Don't say anything at all.
There you go.
I did mention the hair on her lip, but I did mention the hair on Marcia's
lip. Do as Christy says, not as Christy does. Everyone.
Right.
So to wrap it all up, we started with Bud in quite a pickle But then he learned to dance. Absolutely. And then that's a happy ending.
That's it.
That's a happy ending. And we don't know ever what happened to him in Dynamite. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not watching another episode to find out.
She might be.
Did she come back?
Mrs. Dynamite Anderson. We don't know.
I'll let you know.
Well, Christy, thank you so much.
I've had a lot of fun.
It's always fun. I hope you come back again and I'll try and give you something better.
It's okay.
I didn't think this would be that bad.
It wasn't that bad. It just wasn't that good.
Okay.
It was somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Well, take some time to recover and come back in a few months.
Will do.
Okay.
Will do.
Say bye.
Bye.
This is Michelle, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Old TV with a New Twist. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on your Apple Podcast app. And join our Facebook group, Old TV with a New Twist Podcast Group, and tell us what you'd like to hear us talk about, and we'll keep you informed of what's to come. We'll be back next month with a whole new episode of Old TV with a New Twist.